One factor cited in the Kmart bankruptcy is its reliance on surety bonds. To find out what that means, we called upon Don Watson. He's a director in the Insurance Ratings Group at Standard & Poor's, and he explains that a surety bond is like a guarantee or a letter of credit.
It is a pledge to deliver or perform on a certain date. And it has been used by the insurance industry historically for construction. The traditional construction surety bond might work out that a developer says, I want to put up a 10-story office building here, and they want to go to a bank that will fund them the money to do the construction. The surety bond, the insurer will look at it, they'll provide a surety that says, yes, we think he can produce this building and build it under this cost estimates, and this is a reasonable amount. And we will guarantee it based on this contractor developer's track record that they will come in under this cost. If the cost is more than that, the insurance company effectively takes up the guarantee to complete the building.
In the case of Kmart, is it clear what they were using these surety bonds for?
Well, Kmart, as a lot of other financial institutions or corporations, have used surety bonds to guarantee the self-insurance on their workers' comp portfolio. All employers are required by the state to provide adequate workers' comp insurance, and in the case of Kmart, at least what I've read in the paper, says that they self-insured, and when you self-insure, there are certain reviews that the states will require you to go to perform to indicate that you can provide adequate payments for workers' comp claims that might come in. And in fact, if you are self-insuring, as apparently Kmart is, they will require some type of bond, a surety bond or a letter of credit or cash that will guarantee payment for the claims that one might expect.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that one other way that Kmart used these surety bonds was to cover potential liabilities arising from their sales of guns and liquor. How would that work?
Again, it's a self-insurance pool or fund, and what the state is looking for is to demonstrate that if a large claim were to be presented against Kmart or another corporation, that they would have the ability or the means to cover that claim. And so while Kmart might self-insure itself rather than going to private insurance companies around the country to provide it, they'll say, we'll self-insure ourselves, and when there is a loss for selling guns or liquor or something of that nature, we'll just pay it out of corporate capital. Again, the states aren't going to accept that self-insurance. They're going to review the financial condition of the company. They're also going to request that they present some type of surety bond to guarantee that they will be able to pay any claims that might come in.
This is a time when all roads seem to be leading to Enron, and it appears that there's an Enron connection with this Kmart surety bond problem as well. What's that link?
I would say that it's more of a economic recession link. In both cases of Enron and now Kmart, you had a confidence or crisis in confidence in whether this company or companies would be able to meet their obligations. And typically the first to say, hey, if I can price for that increased risk, I'm going to do that. So credit insurers or surety bonds are going to say it's going to cost you more because you're much closer to a default situation than you were previously.
Don Watson, thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Don Watson is director in the Insurance Ratings Group at Standard & Poor's. He spoke with us from New York.